Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
My guest this week on Spectrum is Ed Cheng and has been with us before several times. And this week, we're going to talk about an ongoing project. As you know, in January was the first anniversary of the dreadful fire that took out the school in Chinatown that was the home for a number of civic organizations. And of course, MoCA, the Museum of Chinese in America, had part of that building as their storage facility for a number of their valuable and hard to find items that the museum has collected. So, Ed, welcome back to China America Radio. I want to go back and ask you, when did you first find out that the fire was going on, and what was your first realization when you got to eyeball it in person?
Well, so actually, it's so funny to you ask that, because we've all been saying that the fire feels like it was only yesterday, and at the same time, it was a lifetime ago. Personally, for me, I was actually at home when I received a phone call from my president, Nancy L. Mosbach, and our curator, Herb Tam, who both texted and called me at the same time to tell me about the 70 Mulberry Street being on fire. And yeah, I can just distinctly remember thinking like, okay, our lives are really about to change. But then what I can share is just, you know, from what my colleagues, what they experienced who were actually on site watching the fire burn that night. What they all really told me was that, my gosh, everyone felt fear, a tremendous amount of fear, because you're just so helpless watching that building burn, and just fear that we might lose all the stories. We might lose a grandmother's heirloom, a family photo album, just an entire legacy that, you know, hasn't even been told or taught in history textbooks. So
how long did it take you to actually get to go into the building and see and assess the amount of damage that had been done to your collection?
So the first several days were really, really fraught. You know, the city officials and fire officials were telling us that, you know, and this is shortly after the fire and after they had spent 10 hours hosing the structure down. They did say that, you know, it's not going to be safe to enter that building for anyone for at least 3 weeks, which, of course, our hearts just sank, because we know from our expertise is that the first 48 to 72 hours are critical for saving anything that's been exposed to fire or soot, or in this case, moisture and tons of water. 5 days after the fire, that's when city officials told us that one room of our archives, one room out of our four-room archive, was safe enough to enter. So it was really Wednesday, January 29th, that was the first time that anything was able to be retrieved. And to be clear, you know, we as the MoCA staff were not allowed to enter that building because it was simply too dangerous. So there were professional recovery crews that went in, and then we just sort of created an assembly line, you know, triaging what they brought out, and then, you know, separating artifacts, you know, some to go to a professional facility down in Pennsylvania, and then some to go to our on-site area. But anyway, that was the first time that we had a glimpse of the state of what these artifacts were in. And
so, yeah. so they went into various storage locations for holding, but of course, like the phoenix out of the ashes comes a new bird, and you have a new property now just around the corner from the museum on Center Street, which is going to be the fix-it, paint-up, fix-it place for a lot of your events. Tell us about your new facility, and is it up and running and going strong at this point?
So one of the biggest lessons that we learned from this whole experience was that, you know, like, you know, the saying is, I mean, you don't know the value of something until you've almost lost it. So I think this near-death experience of nearly having lost all of these 85,000 historical artifacts made us really think that, you know, we have to create more opportunities to make these rich this rich collection of artifacts publicly viewable and accessible. So as part of that, we did open our temporary collections and research center that we have christened the MoCA Workshop. It is a block away from the main museum space. And it's really designed in mind where, you know, there's a reading room that is very, very warm and open to the public, where people can read books and view some of the objects that you know, we've pulled from the collection and actually have now displayed on the shelves. That's the front of the house, but in the back of the house, there's a lot of professional assessment work and conservation work going on. And we have already been doing several months of assessment work and having that repair work started. And the estimates that we have are that we're looking at 5 years and $5 million, so essentially $1 million a year in costs before we can fully restore every single item in our collection back to their original state.
Although the actual museum on Center Street has not reopened for the public, you did put some displays in the windows going all the way pretty much around the block. Is that going to remain a presence for the time being?
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, we're so proud of this exhibition. We're calling it Windows for Chinatown. And as you said, we had the idea that we would activate our window bays and turn those into exhibition spaces so they could be viewed safely by the public. Yes, that will be running for the time being. And the interesting aspect of that is that over the summer of 2020, we realized that with so much going on during the pandemic and then with social justice movements and Black Lives Matter and all the anti-Asian American racism, that the best thing that we as a museum can do is document and also partner with the public to document what's going on. So the Windows on Chinatown exhibition does highlight several of the stories that we received from the public about how they're dealing with the pandemic. So in that vein, this exhibition will continue for the time being. But really more important to that, I'd say it's more about the ethos, because I think we are looking at a future for museums where museums are going to have to be more responsive to the current events, you know, those sort of the life cycle and the production cycles of when an exhibition is conceived and actually comes to physical fruition, that time frame is probably getting shorter because the world just moves so fast nowadays. So you can expect to see more of these, what we'd call responsive exhibitions from MoCA.
As we are hopefully looking at the COVID-19 issue in the rearview mirror at some point in the months ahead, has there been any target time for perhaps reopening the space to the public under some modified conditions? And what would you anticipate will be the first exhibit back after MoCA opens the doors again?
So at the moment, we remain temporarily closed, but we're reassessing that on a monthly basis, weekly basis, daily basis, as new data comes in with regard to safety and health. So I'd say that's the best answer that I can give at this time.
That's perfect. No problem. The museum is a wonderful space. If anyone has not been there before, I hope they can do that. You do have a very strong online presence, not only of virtual activities, but the museum itself. So I encourage everybody to visit that. Ed, let's hope we have some good things to talk about, and hopefully the birds will start chirping and the grass will start growing and we can have some fun again, get out and enjoy our city and enjoy places like Mocha. Thanks again.
Thank you, Steve.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.